This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host, Tucker Carlson. Tonight's debate will be from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday, while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA.
Bush went on to play in the NFL, says he's filing a defamation suit. He says it's based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character and damaging his reputation. The suit centers around the Heisman Trophy Bush won it in 2005. But NCAA investigators say he took cash, gifts, and his family lived rent-free. His statistics vacated by the NCAA, the trophy returned to the Heisman Trust. Bush wants the Heisman back, and that can only happen if the NCAA restores his numbers. I'm Phil Farrar.
The con artist behind the infamous Fry Festival is selling tickets to what he calls Fry Festival 2. Billy McFarland says pre-sale tickets were bought out fast. In fact, people bought the $500 tickets without knowing the location or which artists are going to perform. McFarland served 4 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to multiple wire fraud charges in 2018 in connection to the first Fry Festival. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jerome Powell is giving a talk this week on the U.S. economic outlook. Powell will deliver a speech Friday morning from the annual Central Bankers Meeting. That's taking place in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The Fed chair is expected to give his latest views on interest rate hikes as inflation continues to be in double digits compared to 2020 prices. Just who will stand where in tonight's Republican primary debate starting at 9 p.m. Eastern?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage during the GOP presidential primary debate in Milwaukee. While DeSantis is considered to be the strongest candidate to challenge the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump, recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each. However, they're both trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. Trump announced earlier this week he plans to skip the debate. I'm John Schaefer.
More details on President Biden's Plan B.
The so-called SAVE plan will allow more borrowers to qualify for $0 monthly payments, any individual making less than $32,800 per year and any family of four making less than $67,500 per year will have $0 payments. The news comes just weeks before interest will start accruing on student loans for the first time in over 3 years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're just stubborn, okay, to get this country back on track. I hope that doesn't offend you, because I think that's in the best interest, not only for us right now, but our children and the generations moving forward. You know, what kind of America will be turned over to them? I mean, considering the America that we received, and we're in the midst of crisis at every turn. But you know what? I have faith in the American people. I have faith in 340 million Americans who still believe in the U.S. Constitution. I get it. There's a few stragglers out there. It is a minority number of people. Like, when any historical record is considered on nations that, you know, find themselves in a position where America is in today, it's always the tail shaking the dog. It's just a small number of rebel rousers that have decided to disanchor from first principles that are so critical. I mean, it's the reason why this great American idea took off to begin with and why it's lasted these 247 years. But then you get these elites who come in that think they have a better idea based on a theory. Scott Powell is with us right now. He is, speaking of which, he's the author of Rediscovering America and currently a senior fellow at Discovery Institute and member of a committee on this present danger, China. Scott, welcome. Always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Bill, I'm well. Great to be with you and your audience.
Crazy, huh? I mean, that it's such a small percentage of people are given such traction and think that they can just dismantle, 247 years built on Judeo-Christian principles. And all it takes is good people to sit back and let it happen. I mean, this is how we got here. And it's time for, the bullies to get punched in the nose and understand that, we've had it and we're not going to be bullied anymore.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're in this struggle, and really have been from the beginning of time. This struggle between good and evil.
Right.
But in these times, America is facing a greater challenge than it perhaps has ever faced before.
Scott, I believe for a reason. I really do. I mean, God doesn't let these things happen for no apparent reason. Just like it was for the world's greatest generation, our parents, what they endured. And their parents before them. We were able to draw something out of the pressure and the strain and the conflict. And I believe on the other side of this awaits an even better America and a better world for that matter.
Oh, I fully agree. I mean, that's why the so-called America First agenda is really so powerful, because when America is strong, when we restore our basic, moral law and order approach to our domestic affairs, as well as how we deal, with international things, we become a light and a beacon to the world as we used to be. Right now, we're not, and the world is more tumultuous than it has been because American leadership is really absent.
Well, there's no doubt, is that as America goes, the world has gone. I mean, that's been the case here for, what, the last 100 years, roughly? Just kind of rounding numbers here. And so, some people may say, well, that's not our responsibility. Well, that's okay. I mean, that you think it's not your responsibility. But when you are in a position of leadership, that is your responsibility. And guess what? The communist Chinese want the responsibility of leadership. So what kind of leadership do you think that the communist Chinese are going to offer?
Well, we know what they're going to offer. We can look at their country. It's a country that has no civil rights, no freedom, no the people don't matter. They have no say in how their country is governed. It is governed by a communist elite, and now increasingly by a communist dictator by the name of Xi Jinping, who has moved China from its more liberal ways after Deng Xiaoping liberalized China. You know, China was in big economic trouble, as all communist countries are, until they opened up to allowing the market to work. That was ushered in by Deng Xiaoping, and then China began to prosper more. And but now, since Xi Jinping was elected in 2013, he has moved the country more in a direction of the old Mao regime, which is central power, control of the economy. No company in China, no large company in China, is without a communist party, a communist party presence in the company in terms of board of directors and governance and so forth. So it's a different China today than it was when we were looking more benevolently towards China. This is a this is a country that wants to displace America with a communist system, and they are exporting their communism through cultural Marxism into America. We are in the midst of a cultural communist revolution in America, and that's why the discussion of the Reconciliation Monument in Arlington Cemetery is so important. Because
I want to get more into that, but just if we can stay with China for just a moment regarding its current infrastructure, Scott, they're in a situation that's unsustainable. I mean, just even from the grassroots portion of reproduction, they've got more men than girls. They've killed all the women out. You've got a bunch of fighting men that are frustrated to no end. I mean, at some point, something's going to explode because you can only fight and suppress the power of natural humanity so long. And the communist Chinese have been able to do this for a period of time. I don't know how they continue to do this, to have particularly just an inordinate number of men. I mean, they're going to end up having to either, because of their because of their population control theory that has been abysmal. And now they've got so many more men than women, they're probably going to have, the way they're going to have to solve this is allow women to marry more than one person so that these guys can just be able to, have some sense of, intimacy or sexual satisfaction. I mean, you can't have that many frustrated guys out there. I mean, this starts to cause a lot of problems in River City and will lead us into a war that is unimaginable. That in and of itself.
Yes, but it's also, China is now facing an economic collapse in their commercial real estate market. And
exactly.
Real estate in China is every bit as important to their economy as it is to ours. Mm. Because they haven't allowed the market to work and it's been a command-planned economy, They have built, they've invested billions of dollars in cities that no one inhabits. They built these ghost cities for people to move to, and the people say,
"Hey, we got a bunch of migrants we can send over there, right?"
Yeah.
you think we could send some over there just for fun? Hey, look at and those buildings, Scott. I bet many of these apartments, they look pretty nice.
Well, they do, but unfortunately,
nobody's home.
That's true, yeah. And actually, they're starting to knock down some of those ghost cities.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah. You know, look at this is communism. This is the way it works. You know, for those of you that want to embrace it, they go, oh, you know, but they always say the same thing, Scott. If we had more money and a little bit more time, we'd prove to you it works. They've had millennia. It still isn't working. Wake up. Scott Powell is with us. He continues on the other side of the break. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Scott Powell. Scott, the author of Rediscovering America. Scott, we started to talk about this movement to get rid of the Arlington Monument that you clearly state will end the message of reconciliation. Remind our audience just how significant this monument is.
Well, the monument traces back to the 19th century, the late 1900s. The Civil War, of course, the Civil War took place in the middle of the century, 1860 to 1861 to 1865. And the Civil War, of course, ended with the defeat of the secessionist state, the so-called Confederate States, who, by the way, the war was not over slavery. It was really over the feeling in the South that they were being abused economically. 75% of the tariffs, the tax dollars that came into America were from the productivity of the South, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the South didn't, they felt it was like taxation without representation. The monies were spent in the North. In fact, the biggest slave trading states right into the Civil War were northern cities, mm-hmm. New York, yeah. Boston, Portsmouth, Portsmouth, Maine. This is just a fact of life. And when the South seceded, it basically meant cutting off the commerce that benefited the North, and that was the primary cause of the movement of troops, was to restore. They didn't want these states to leave because it would have been economic collapse of the North. So that's
exactly.
Really, a lot of people don't understand that. Secession was the cause of the war, but it was the economics behind secession that prompted the North to act the way that they did. And, they never, slavery was just not an issue. In fact, in Lincoln's first inaugural address, he said it very clearly that slavery was not, he was not going to have an administration that was going to, extend its reach into the domestic affairs of any state. Of course, it didn't quite work out that way. But so what happened after the war was that, the country went through reconstruction, and that was a tough period where you had union presence in the South, and that can only really engender some bad blood. But nonetheless, the South reconciled itself to having been defeated, and it was part of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Spanish-American War came in the late 1900s, it actually started in 1898, it turns out that about 40% of the soldiers that went to fight for the American cause in the Spanish-American War were from the South, and they fought very well. I mean, the bravery, the valor, the culture of the South has always engendered a large amount of men who want to fight for their country. Patriotism and fighting for your country sort of goes with the Southern culture. So when they, because of the contribution of the Southern states, the war was won very quickly, and President McKinley recognized that this was a wonderful sort of turning point for our country,
exactly.
That we were seeing reconciliation between the North and the South in terms of, fighting shoulder to shoulder and winning a battle. And so he was the one who said, we need to build a monument of reconciliation of the North and the South that was so clearly demonstrated in the Spanish-American War. And so the project was started in 1900, and finally it was unveiled. It was finally completed in 1914, and Woodrow Wilson blessed that monument. And I'll read you a statement that he made. He said, He said when the monument was being unveiled in 1914 that it represented the best of America, a spirit of reconciliation, democracy, freedom, heroism, and patriotism. So you had three presidents who supported this, and it is really not, it was called a Confederate monument, but it's really a monument of reconciliation between the sectoral strife between the North and the South. It was sort of the final closure of the North and the South divide.
Yeah.
And
it brought back into focus the idea of the United States of America. And Scott, I go back to that moment when President Lincoln, he had the boot on the throat of the Confederates, and it took a rather unique leadership and forward-thinking president to say, make sure when you release the Confederates and send them back home, that they go back home with their guns in hand, right? I mean, he didn't have to do. In fact, you know, people say, what are you talking about? No, we defeated them. No, they're going to be able to go because they are Americans. And this was, I believe, the seed of unity that led and was consummated by this monument. The way I look at it and the way you're laying it out, that's the way I understand it.
Yeah, it's really one of our finest monuments in the country. I mean, it's more significant in some ways. I mean, we have these great, you know, the Washington Monument is this concrete obelisk that goes straight up. You know, we can imagine what it means, but here you have a work of art in the Arlington Cemetery, the tallest statue in this hallowed ground. This is the most hallowed ground in America is Arlington Cemetery.
Exactly.
There are Confederate soldiers buried there, and this monument is to pay tribute to all the soldiers who gave their lives for a cause. I mean, look, we can criticize the Vietnam War in hindsight, can't we? It was mismanaged, and 58,000 American boys gave their lives for what? We left that country on the helicopter and the, you know. As
oh my God! Yeah.
We all remember the retreat from Vietnam, but we don't. Even though it was a mismanaged war, in that sense it was a wrong war, we still celebrate and honor all the soldiers who fought and died in the Vietnam War.
The ones that answered the call. Exactly.
For them in Washington.
Right.
The Reconciliation
exactly.
Monument is the same. It's the same story, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But it's the woke culture. I mean, all this has come about because of the woke communist revolution that's going through America that started really with George, the unfortunate death of George Floyd created America, you know, once again went through a revolution in its cities where we have radical elements of Antifa and Black Lives Matter who ravaged cities across the country, and this changed the attitude, and we saw a willingness to expand this to resurrecting racial discrimination against blacks. Even though Martin Luther King really brought closure to it, we had because it is a communist revolution that we're facing, and the communists have a strategy to divide America, and the racial divide is one of their main avenues to do that. But division goes beyond that. I mean, they've been involved, and their targets have been destroy the American church, destroy the American family, and so forth. But we're now in a late stage of this, and so saving this monument will be a great victory to stop the woke revolution. So those that are listening that want to support this, go to defendarlington.org. You can remember that, defendarlington.org. And you can read more about it, and you can contribute to it, because we're fighting a legal battle to save this monument. The Army wants to move in and take it down, and we funded a restraining order, and now we have to go to more expensive litigation to prevail. But I believe we will prevail, because there is no good reason to take this monument down.
Well, once again, our history is under attack. And that's
right.
What the left does. This is what communists
that's
do.
Right.
If they get you to forget
one.
Where you came from, you won't understand where you're going. And so this is absolutely critical. But here, you know, like you said, Scott, this has been an all-out push and a progressive, slow walk through every institution that has conditioned America, and especially the youth of our country, to believe that America is not deserving of its exceptionalism and its history. Scott Powell has been with us, the author of Rediscovering America. Thank you, Scott. Take care.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke.
Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, our next guest from over the waters, Jacqueline Fritchie-Cornaz joins us. She's a co-producer and actress of Mother Teresa and Me. Going to be talking about the film, which will be released on the 5th of October. It follows the life of Kavita, a young English mother-to-be who journeys to Calcutta to escape her pain after being abandoned by her boyfriend after he finds out she is pregnant. Jacqueline, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, America. I'm very pleased yes. to meet you.
Well, what a special movie. I mean, what drew you to this movie?
Well, 14 years ago, actually, I was visiting India for the first time in Mumbai. You know, I visited some Bollywood studios as I was interested in this different film culture. I met three children in the middle of the city, and I was so moved because I could just feel and see their lack of perspective, and I immediately knew that I had to do something. But what? I entered the next film studio, and there was a painting on Mother Teresa, and I spontaneously asked this producer, have you ever thought of making a film on Mother Teresa, but not about the saint, but the woman behind the saint who day by day had the courage and the strength to get up and to face this misery and to do something, you know. Mm-hmm. He called it, you know, love in action. And
right.
That's how the whole thing, the whole vision began. And I'm so happy and incredibly grateful that it was possible to make this movie together with the filmmaker Kamal Mustal, a Swiss Indian filmmaker, and that we can, you know, really give something to the audiences around the world and to also support poorest children over the revenue.
Mm-hmm. Jacqueline, you brought so much into play in this movie. For those of us that have seen other movies about Mother Teresa and serving the poor of the poor, you brought this all into perspective in terms of, you know, where was India at the time? What had happened? Why was India so ravaged, and why were there so many poor and diseased people, forgotten people there in India? And here is this little woman had, you know, in her level of spirituality and understanding, was on a mission from God, that she had heard from the voice of God directing her to serve the poor of the poor. Remind our audience, if you would, Jacqueline, because you point this out quite clearly in the movie, you know, what happened? I mean, we're at the end of World War II, and you've got a lot of shifting happening internationally. And India was greatly impacted, and it is kind of painful to watch this, to think of, you know, that India after World War II just seemed to, you know, maybe fall victim because of neglect or something. I don't know. Is that fair to say?
Yes, of course. On one hand, you know, there was this war in Calcutta. A lot of people died. A lot of people really lost their homes. They had to leave their homes. And of course, Mother Teresa still pointed out afterwards also that we also today have a lot of forgotten people. Mm-hmm. It's maybe not the poverty in a financial you know, way, but we have a lot of people who are lonely today, who would so much need this love in action. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was so wonderful through my work, through you know, expressing Mother Teresa's feelings and this suffering also, but still this persistence and her tremendous love, it was possible, hopefully, to inspire people around the world to care about people in our surroundings, to really live with more compassion, with respect and tolerance. Mm-hmm. And if we are able to kind of, you know, transmit this message and also inspire people of all generations to live with their visions and to make their dreams come true, even in times of troubles and doubts, even in times where we feel abandoned from other people or from God, we can still continue and stay in this energy. And I think our world just desperately needs more of these spices, I would say.
Yeah. I'm quite fascinated to see that no matter where you are and no matter what condition you happen to be in, it's this God imprint, our conscience, that is upon all of us, regardless of, you know, what you point out in the movie. You know, the people there in India and Calcutta, all the different practices of different religions. But in their heart of heart, there was this, you sense this compass of fairness. And we're like in the middle of this a vortex, so to speak, of, you know, this stratified culture, this culture that has been so bifurcated and sectionalized, and you get the, you know, the less thans that are pronounced, like the deletes and others that what you saw is the complete strata of all this. And here it takes somebody from outside of their community to lead the way and demonstrate the love of Christ and the love of God to these forgotten men and women who, you know, even to the point where she sets up a facility to where people could die with dignity, right?
Exactly, exactly. And she said, you know, all people are welcome. I don't, you know, you pray for your God, I pray for my God,
exactly.
And together they will do a good thing. And actually, Deepali, the nanny of Kavita, and Kavita's contemporary story, which is very fascinating and very much in, you know, intertwined into the story of Mother Teresa, Deepali says a very, very important message. Hindus, Christians, Muslims, we all need the same thing. That's love.
Yes.
And I think that love is the energy which unites us all over the world, independent of any religion, independent of any culture, political statement, whatever. And if we can, again, live more in this love in action, as Mother Teresa called it, we can do so much in our world, which is full of crisis, conflict, and wars.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jacqueline, explain to our audience in this minute and a half that we have left in this segment, then we'll have you back because we're going to talk more about Mother Teresa's dark night of her soul. But how you intertwined Kavita, this was interesting, how you brought the two stories together.
Yes. Kamal Musal is really very, very talented, and he created a very compelling script with these two stories. And through the story of Kavita, through her eyes, actually, people can, you know, think about their own values. They can really identify with the life of Mother Teresa, and they can kind of go through those two stories, which are very, very inspiring and touching. I think it's really wonderful, and I invite all the people in America to really watch the movie, and I'm so happy to come over on September 5th. You know, we will have...
Oh, you are? Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
in New York.
So there's going to be, well, because I have down that it's going to be, it's a fandom event that is going to be released nationwide on October the 5th, but you're saying you're going to be here September the 5th, huh? Well, anyway, look,
right.
Let's go to break. We'll pick it up.
How
on
would you
side.
Like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. We're talking about this powerful new film, Mother Teresa and Me, that's going to be released nationwide on October the 5th this year. It is a Fathom event, so you need to check it out, Mother Teresa and Me. It has already been acclaimed internationally, received the Best Film Award at the International Film Festival in Rome. And I'll tell you, it promises to inspire audiences across the country. And with us right now, we have one of the stars, actress and co-producer of the movie, Jacqueline Frischer-Cornaz. And Jacqueline, right at break, we were talking about, you know, the preparation, I mean, that you had to go through, you know, as all actresses and actors do in character development. You have to, you know, firm up in your own mind Mother Teresa and how you're going to portray her, right? Can you explain to our audience what you went through in order to come to this, into this personal connection with Mother Teresa?
Yeah, of course, with pleasure. Of course, I had a lot of respect. It's one of the highest levels to express a very well-known personality. But I also loved that journey, and I really took my time to prepare. I worked with the sisters in Calcutta to really mm-hmm. get to know their vision, their dedication, their energy. And I worked there in the children's home for abandoned and multiple handicapped children. I also went to a monastery in Switzerland, in the center of Switzerland, where I live, because as a Protestant, it was very important to me to get to know more about or to learn more about the relationship between a nun and Jesus Christ in the suffering at the cross.
Mm.
And I visited the family in Skopje. Skopje is Mother Teresa's hometown. It was Albanian at her time. She left mm-hmm. with 18, and today it's North Macedonia. And it was very touching to me that with her mother's side, actually, they were all jewelers at the time, and still today, mm-hmm. One of the cousins of Mother Teresa is working as a jeweler. And he mm-hmm. gave me this silver cross, which I wore on the sari during the shootings.
Mm-hmm.
So I always had the family with me, which was very inspiring and very nice.
Exactly.
And I, of course, learned some Albanian accent in the English language. I learned some Bengali to really get into the voice, and as a method actress, I also, you know, learned to get into her energies, into her physical conditions, and that was wonderful, but it was also a big challenge because we were shooting during the pandemic. So we were forced to have sometimes, you know, 8 month break.
So wow. How do you do that? You lose some sense of momentum, I would think, because here you are, you're in character, things are rolling along, and an 8 month break in between. Wow, that's incredible.
Well, you know, it already took us 10 years to raise the money through donations and foundation money. So it was really going into the character to try to, you know, fight for this vision, to really believe in this vision and to go with it with a certain persistence. Mm-hmm. And that also helped to really stay in the character. But it was also, of course, sometimes very dark and very deep, because Mother Teresa, as I said, sometimes felt very much abandoned from God. And she felt very lonely because she couldn't talk to a lot of people. She had to be the role model within her sisters. So that was really a challenge for me as an actress, but also how to really feel those emotions, you know, and to be authentic in the moment.
Exactly. I was going to ask you about that. We're talking with Jacqueline Fritchie Cornish, a co-producer and actress. She plays the role of Mother Teresa in the movie Mother Teresa and Me, which is going to be coming out in October, a Fathom event, so you can check it out, get your tickets. This is just a wonderful movie. And the way they present Mother Teresa's life and the way Jacqueline portrays her, and you talk about that dark night of the soul, you know, we're beginning to understand more and more, because some of these, you know, part of her journal that she wrote about was this moment of loneliness that she had experienced. And, you know, it's almost like you can't help but feel, it was almost a Job-like experience, I thought, you know, where you have people that have their idea of what Mother Teresa had gone through, and I'm just going, I don't want to go there. You know, I don't want to have God, you know, coming down on me and going, how dare you? You know, you don't understand. And because even Mother Teresa didn't quite understand. But thank God I know she does now, because of where she is and who she's with, that she has a total understanding of what the dark night of the soul was about for her and what God purposed for that experience, and that depth of understanding that that even in spite of that, Jacqueline, she held to her mission.
Incredible. Really, I was so touched and so sad when I read these letters, which were published in 2007. Mm-hmm. And she was really desperate, and she didn't know how to help herself. So she did another vow to just stay in her vocation until the end of her life. So she did a third vow just to, you know, keep herself from giving up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing, and she must have had an incredible suffering, and you know, she stayed with that, and she invited, you know, 5,000 sisters around the world to be a part of her congregation, and that's amazing. I mean, she was an entrepreneur without any business.
Exactly.
You know, of course, without internet, without a back office. She could inspire people just through her own compassion and through her own living in love in action. And I think that's really amazing.
To be a walking example of God's love to the degree that she was, you know, caring for the less thans, the rejected, you know, there in Calcutta and being an example that, you know, the other nuns of her order. I mean, this is the other thing people forget. They didn't realize, and you talk about her entrepreneurship. I mean, she started a whole order. I mean, at the time was quite revolutionary. I mean, this was something that, you know, maybe men were supposed to do, but not some little woman, right?
Well, it took her 2 years to get the agreement from the Vatican to really start that work in the slums. But she did. And, you know, in the beginning when I started my researches, I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of people around the world who really knew her personally. And I always had this image, and I guess a lot of people have this image of this myth, Mother Teresa, as a saint, always smiling, always being in such a, you know, a kind of a loving energy. I think that, you know, she needed so much strength to stay with that vocation. Sometimes she was also very determined. Is that the right word in English?
Yes, determined. Yes, you're right.
Determined,
right.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes not. You know, she didn't have the strength anymore to be patient with the sisters, or she yelled at someone. But I think that's also that what we wanted to express, that we wanted to show that, because it makes her so human. And I think if you can show Mother Teresa as a human being, as the woman behind the saint, it can create so much impact also, and so much inspiration for people like you and me. We all know those moments where we
exactly. Well, her leadership was so extraordinary, Jacqueline. Because yes, she, you know, and you depict this in the film. Excellent, in an excellent way, that yes, she was human and she got upset, but she didn't tell the other nun to go clean the floor. She got down on her knees and started cleaning the floor herself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that says something dramatic. I'll tell you, we only got about a minute and a half left here, and here you are starring as Mother Teresa, and all the background research that you had to do as an actor to play the role. I got to imagine, you know, in depicting such a spiritual figure like this, this can't help but have an effect on you spiritually. Tell us about that. We got about a minute left. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, of course, I learned that we all are able to do so much more than we believe. We are creating strengths and forces which we don't know. And it's worth to stay with all these visions and to make a change for the good. And I really hope that the film will inspire a lot of people to create their own visions and dreams, and to make them come true. And with our film, actually, each of the tickets which is sold, you know, the money, the revenue goes to support poor children in their education and health care. And I think that's the way we can really make a change. Mm-hmm. So on the spiritual way, but also on the financial.
Jacqueline Frisch-Cornaz, we got to leave it there. Thank you.
If you want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.